How do I know whether whatever resolutions I'm making are under the mind or the intelligence? As I said, if something is enduring or something is just fleeting, the mind is very usually fleeting. It likes one thing, afterwards it just gives it up. So if we, there are times when we are in Rajoguna, there are times when Tamoguna, there are times when Sattvaguna. So in Sattvaguna, if we reflect and analyze, then we will also be able to make sense. Okay, this is important. This is not all that important. We are able to see things. Sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasham upajayate jnanam yada tada vidyat virudham sattvam ityut. In 14.11, Krishna states that actually when the doors of the senses are illumined by knowledge, that time we can pursue things properly. That is this mode of goodness. So if we reflect in the mode of goodness, we can understand what we are, we can understand whether what we are doing is important or not, or what is really important for us. So introspecting the mode of goodness, writing things down to see whether how sound are the reasons because of which I want to do something, and seeing whether something persists or not. So you know, today I may feel like I should go for a yatra. You know, I have not gone to holy places for so long. But then tomorrow I feel, hey, who will go so far? You know, I have so many things to do. So you know, the mind is sometimes they just come and go. Sometimes something stay for a sustained amount of time. So the longevity of the thing, the intellectual soundness of the thing, and the self-observation of all this when we are in goodness, all that can help us to understand whether something is coming from the mind or something is coming from the intelligence. And ultimately, of course, we know that what comes from the intelligence is actually that which is in accordance with Guru Sadhu Shastra. So something is taking us toward away from Krishna, then that is usually coming from the mind. Something that is taking us towards Krishna, that is coming from the intelligence. But even when we are going towards Krishna, there may be multiple options how we can go towards Krishna. That's why we also need to further observe, introspect, and then we can learn. Does that answer your question? Okay.